Here we're going to be in Psalm 135 tonight, Psalms 135. Thank you for being in church here tonight. And it's feel like we haven't been here in church a whole lot lately, and we were gone on a trip and then out of town and stuff. So, or I feel like I haven't been home lately either. I feel like we run home and then run out. You know how that goes. You're home long enough just to clean stuff to get going again. And hopefully we're home here for for a long time. It's fun to go places, but after a while, you're like, I just want to go home now, right? How many homebodies do we have here? You could just stay home, and you're good. I don't want to go anywhere. I'm in between. I'm on the fence. Sometimes I don't want to go anywhere, and then other times I just want to go somewhere, so it depends what mood I'm in, I guess. We're in Psalms 135, and we've been talking about what does the Bible say about a number of subjects, and we'll look at this tonight from this passage here, and I think you'll see this here in verse number 1 of Psalm 135, verse 1, it says, praise ye the Lord, praise ye the name of the Lord, praise him, O ye servants of the Lord. I wonder what that verse means that we should do. We should praise the Lord, amen? It says, ye that stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God, praise the Lord, for the Lord is what? He is good. Sing praises unto him, for it is pleasant. And we could continue on here, for the Lord hath chosen Jacob for himself and Israel for his peculiar treasure. For I know that the Lord is great, and that our Lord is above all gods. Whatsoever the Lord pleased, that did he in heaven, and in the earth, and in the seas, and in the deep places. As you could see in many of the Psalms, much of the Psalms talks about praise. Psalms is a good book to go to when you need encouragement. There's times where I read through Psalms and it seems like it's discouragement, and it may get down, but it gets back up. You know what I'm saying? And David would be running from his enemies, from his son, and you know, why are the wicked prospering? And you know, I'm here, but it will end with praise to God. And Psalms is a book of praise and pointing us back to God through the circumstances of life. Because if you know this, life happens, right? You go through a day and it just seems like it's going great, and then life just seems to happen. No matter what we're going through, we should praise the Lord. I want to talk to you about this subject tonight, and don't get nervous on me, but what does the Bible say about praise and worship? Praise and worship. If you notice this, there's some terms that have kind of been stolen by the world, by contemporary Christians, and this praise and worship is one of those terms that have been stolen by them, and it's been changed in many ways, but praise and worship is in the Bible. And we should praise God, and we should worship God. And so what does the Bible say about what does praise and worship mean? Why don't we pray again as we get into the message tonight? We thank you, Lord, for the night. Thank you for a church to attend, for a Bible to open up, for the Holy Spirit to speak to our hearts, to convict and encourage, to help where it's needed. Help us, Lord, with the subject tonight to learn and grow. Pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The subject of praise and worship, again, many times has been stolen by contemporary Christians, and there's specifically a type of music. We're not going to talk about music in length that will be part of it, because part of praise is singing to God. That's what we got to do here a moment ago. We could lift our voices and our praises to God, and I won't get ahead of myself on that, but contemporary Christian music many times is praise and worship music. I don't enjoy my flesh does, let's put it that way, sometimes music that's not godly, but I do not enjoy praise and worship music. And many times you say, again, the 7-11 music, you've heard it before, say seven words 11 times over and over again, and that's many times what praise and worship music is. I have no desire to go and visit Bethel, but they have a huge music ministry. It's amazing how people from around the world, around the country Bethel, and I ask about it. They have a huge music ministry. To be honest, I don't know much about it. But one time I looked up a song, and I forget exactly the words of the song, and if I say it, it won't get out of my head. But they said the same phrase over about 50 times. The exact same words over and over and over again. And here's how the song went. It started low, and everyone was calm. And then as it went on, and they said they sang it louder, and people started jumping, putting their hands up, and they're crying by the end. They said the same words about literally 50 times over, and they were just having a praise and worship session. Contemporary worship and this praise and worship really
is fleshly and man-centered. I know that it talks about God, but it's really not about God. Many times it's about the singer, it's about the atmosphere, it's about how I feel. And you can see that many times, and I'm not here really to correct the praise and worship of contemporary Christians, although it needs to be corrected, but it's really man-centered more than God-centered. It's really about lifting up man more than lifting up God. It's more about how I feel. That's what contemporary Christianity is about. How do I feel? You know, it's the mood of the church. How do I feel when I walk in the church? How's the dress of the church? Well, that's how I feel. What's the music of the church? Well, that's how I feel. It's all about me, not about God. You see the difference there? And so praise and worship is in the Bible, but not the praise and worship you see in today's day and age. Usually it's worldly sounding music by a worldly looking atmosphere, by worldly looking people, and jumping around seeming to be praising God. You know this, just because you put God's name on something doesn't make it godly, right? Just because there's a title on a church or on a song, it doesn't make it godly. And so what does worship and praise mean? Well, praise is this. It's to magnify, to applaud, to give honor to. So as we think of this, the words of praise here, when it says, praise ye the Lord, to magnify, to applaud the Lord, to give honor to the Lord. And we should praise God. Amen? We should give praise to God. Think about how many times in a day God's name is cursed. How many times every day God is blamed for wrong that he did not do, because God cannot do anything evil or wrong. Amen? He can't do wrong. Many times he is cursed, he is blamed, he's rejected, he's ignored. But as Christians, we should be praising God. Amen? We should praise God. Let's not let the contemporary Christians steal the word of praise when praise is very clearly in the Bible that we need to give praise to our God, to magnify God, to give honor to God. And then the Bible says of worship. We didn't read the word here, but many times as they're used together, they're similar but different in a way. But worship is to reverence or to bow down. You'll see worship when the wise men came to Jesus and laid their treasures at his feet, and they came to worship him, and they bowed down and they gave the gifts to Jesus. They worshiped, they reverenced, and they bowed down to Jesus Christ, the Son of God and God the Son. So praise and worship, we'll talk about that for a minute here today. You say, well, what is this praise and worship thing? In John chapter 4, verse number 24, why don't you turn there, please? We'll see how many verses we can turn to tonight, and then I'll read the rest. John 4 and verse number 24. Let's lay a little bit of groundwork tonight about this subject. The Bible says in John 4 and verse number 24, it says, God is a spirit, capital S, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The God is spirit, the Bible says, and that we worship him, we must worship him in spirit and in truth. Spirit and truth go together. You can't separate the two. And I don't come to God and say, God, I'm going to worship you how I want to worship you. No, I worship God how God wants to be worshiped, and that is in truth. And that's what we see from the Word of God with truth. I want to encourage you with this, Christian, tonight, that the Bible says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Aren't you thankful that you get to hold in your hands a Bible? You get to hold in your hand the word of God. I'm thankful that as a Christian, knowing that I'm saved, a child of God, the Holy Spirit living in my heart, that I can open up my Bible, I can study it, that God can reveal it to me, that God can open the truth to me. Many times as Christians, the only times that we're fed and being studying and learning the Word of God is at church, and we're not studying the Bible on our own. And sometimes that's why people get away from God and they get away from the truth, because we're tossed about by the winds of doctrine that come about, and you see something on YouTube, you read something on the internet, and someone has a blog or a social media post, and you go, oh, well, that must be what the Bible says. Always go back to the Bible and study the truth from the Word of God. Amen? look at the truth in the Word of God and let God reveal that truth to you as you look in the Word of God. I love coming to church and preaching the Word of God and being preached to as well. But as a Christian, you have a responsibility on your own to study the Bible as well. Too many times we say, well, I wasn't taught that. Well, you have a Bible. Amen? We need to go to church to be preached and taught as well. I understand that. But you have a Bible. You have the Holy Spirit in your heart. You have everything that you need to open up your Bible and study the truth from the Word of God. I want to encourage you with that. When it comes to the everyday where the devil and the world is trying to just inundate you with negative and false truth and all this stuff, that you take that and you take your Bible and open it up and say, that's what I heard, but what does the Bible say? What does God's Word say so that I can make sure that my mind is staying straight and right and following God? The Bible says we must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Number one, tonight we're going to turn to Psalms 18. If you turn back there, I know that's where we just were, and I didn't tell you to hold your place, sorry. But Psalms 18, and the Bible says in verse number 1, we're going to look at this, that God is worthy of our praise. Amen? He is worthy of our praise. In Psalms 18, verse number 1, it says this, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. I believe it's three times in the Bible that God says that God is worthy to be praised. Guess what? I'm not worthy of praise. And neither are you. You say, well, I did a really good job. They should praise me for it. No. The only reason I have strength and life and health and wisdom and understanding at all is because of God. So anything good that I do comes from God. So I'm not worthy of praise. You know why? Because I fail. I sin. I make faults. But God never has. Amen? He is worthy of praise. Amen? He is worthy of praise. There is no one like God. Amen? There's no one. It's not like others are close to God. Not even close. God is at the top, and He is the one alone worthy of praise. No one else deserves praise but God. When anyone gives you praise, redirect that to God. I think of John the Baptist, and he said this, I'm not that light, but I'm sent to bear witness of that light. You know, John the Baptist could, you know, they were followers of John the Baptist, disciples, if you will. But what was John the Baptist doing? He was pointing them to Jesus Christ. He said, there's one coming after me whose shoes I'm not worthy to loose. And he said, he is worthy. Amen? He is worthy of praise. No one else deserves praise but God. That's why in church we don't applaud. I know you applauded after you sang happy birthday to me. You sang to me twice, so you don't have to sing to me again. We're good. I don't really want to get older anyway, so let's just pretend we're good. We passed that time. But only God is worthy of praise. That's why we don't applaud here. We want to, amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. Let's direct praise to God. God is worthy of praise, but also God desires our praise. Turn to Psalm 22, just a page or two over. Psalm 22 and verse number 3. The Bible says, but thou art holy. And that's why God is the only one that deserves praise. No one else can be called holy like God. It says, but thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. To inhabit is to dwell there. When you praise God, I think about that when we sing. And when you lift, you know, there's times where we just sing the hymns, right? We just sing the songs, and it's, I think, was it Sunday morning and Sunday night we sing, oh, How Great Thou Art? Isn't there times where you sing the song, and you're like, oh, Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder, and you start singing it, and then other times you think about it, and you go, ooh. And you feel that when it gets into a service, and you're praising God together, and man, I believe that God comes down, and he inhabits that. He goes, man, God is coming down. He inhabits the praise. He's dwelling there. And he says, hey, they're not just, it's not just a lip service. Man, they're lifting up their voice of praise to me. He inhabits, he dwells in the praises of Israel, that God comes down to meet with us. That's why when we come to church, we don't want to just come to church. You know what I mean? Everyone has those days. I'll be honest. We're coming back from camp today, and we got home, and you know, we threw everything out of the car, and I don't know why, but I have to go clean the car right away. There was dust and dirt and stuff everywhere, and I'm like, I don't want to get in there with clean clothes, so I took it to the car wash and ran it through and vacuumed it out, and I wiped it all out, got it clean, and I was studying, getting ready for tonight, and I told my wife, I was like, man, I'm struggling. Lord, help me tonight. And there's times we come to church and you just, it's been a long day. And I get on a Wednesday night, you've been working, laboring, doing things all day. And you come to church and you're like, oh Lord, help the preacher to keep me awake tonight. And Lord, I need you. But we better not just come to church and just sit there and say, well, I hope they entertain me with a good story and keep me awake and have something good for me. I hope we come and think, Lord, I want to praise you tonight. I want you to meet with me. I want you to speak to my heart. And hopefully we don't just show up, but we want God to show up. And we want God to meet with us. God comes down and meets with us. Everyone enjoys praise. Our flesh does, doesn't it? You do something good, don't you want someone to notice? You're like, maybe no one else notices, but I notice, you know? And everyone loves, you know, good job. Thank you, man. That was the best meal ever. That was the best whatever it is. And we enjoy praise. But you know what? God inhabits. He's a jealous God, the Bible says. And he wants our praise. And if anyone's going to praise the Lord, it's going to be Christians, isn't it? The world's not going to praise God. They're going to stomp on his name, and they're going to kick God out of everything that they can. But as a Christian, we need to come and say, God, I want to praise you today. I want to praise you all day long. He desires our praise. Well, how can we praise the Lord? Number one is this: we can praise God through prayer. When you come to God in prayer, and we did tonight, we had a prayer time and there was praises. I'm thankful for that. We don't always have praises. There should be, and I'm not trying to throw you down on that, but we had some praises tonight. Many times our prayer times, if we're honest, is, Lord, I need this, and I need this, and I need this, and not with the wrong spirit, but you come to God with needs, don't you? Say, God, I need help with this, and I need you to meet here, and I need you to do that. But how about we come to God and say, God, I just want to praise you. I just want to thank you for who you are. In the model prayer, when the disciples came to Jesus, and the only thing the disciples asked Jesus how to do was they said, Lord, teach us to pray. Teach us to pray. And the model prayer, not the Lord's prayer, but he said, after this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven. And he starts out with this, hallowed be thy name. Praising him. We start off our prayer time. Before we start asking for things, why don't we praise God? We can start with thankfulness. We can start with lifting, God, you're so good. Thank you for my salvation. Thank you for my family. Thank you for my health. Thank you for being so good. You are such a great and a wonderful God. And not trying to butter up God, but we need to butter him up, right? Why? Because we have a great God, don't we? And we just praise God in our prayer time. Come to God and just say, God, you're so good to me. These last couple mornings we're at the camp, and it gets chilly at night. You know, we're a couple hours up north there, and get a little chilly at night. Not cold, but in the morning, get out there, and we were sitting around where the campfire would be at night, and there's no campfire in the morning, and I was trying to tell them, someone needs to start a campfire in the morning. When you're camping, there needs to be a fire in the morning. Even if you can't feel it, it just looks warming to you. There's something about it. Anyway, we sat there, and the sun is just peeking up over the trees and over the mountains, and sat there having my Bible time and my time with God and praying, and just saying, Lord, you've been so good. And in our prayer time, let's not just come with needs, although we do have needs. Let's come praising and thanking God. Praise God through your prayer time. Number two, how can we praise God? We can praise God through our singing. We talked about that a bit already. Psalm 147, verse number 1 says, praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God, for it is pleasant and praise is comely. And God wants to hear our praise. The Bible says, speak unto yourselves in songs and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Christian, I want to encourage you to sing to God. Sing to God. I told you this before, but I was challenged a while ago. And I like to sing. I enjoy singing. And I was challenged a while, it's been years back, but there's times where you get in the car and you play the music, right? Good, godly, Christian music. And sometimes I'll sit there and listen to it, but I'm not singing it. God doesn't just want me to listen to it. He wants me to sing to Him. Say, well, I don't sing good. Well, if you're in your car by yourself, no one else is going to know, right? And just sing praises to the Lord. The Bible says in Psalm 95, it says, oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. And it talks the next few verses about that as well. Singing is an expression of the heart. When you ever had those days where you're discouraged, you're defeated, man, you're struggling, what do you not want to do? You don't want to sing, do you, right? Or you want to sing the depressing songs of the world, right? You want to drown your sorrow and misery, listen to the songs of the world. That's not going to help you at all. You know, there's some times in my life where I've had some pretty dark moments, some pretty difficult valleys, and there's times where I turn that song and I think, God, I needed that song right now. And you sing that to God, and God lifts up your heart, and God stirs you, and you turn your heart back to Him. Sing praises to God. God wants to hear His children sing. Amen? Sing to God. In your home, play music at your home. With your kids, play good, godly music for them and sing praises to God. A way you can pray, that you can praise God is through your prayer time, through your singing. You can praise God through this next one. You may not want to hear it, but the Bible says we should praise through our giving. So, 1 Chronicles 16:29 says, give unto the Lord the glory due unto His name. And then it says this, bring an offering and come before Him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The Bible, right in the middle of giving glory to His name and worshiping in the beauty of holiness, is bring an offering. Bring something to God. I don't know about you, but when your kids are young, or maybe grandkids now, and they bring you something, and sometimes the kids bring me something and it's, you know, I have to be careful when my daughter's is in the room right here. But they bring you something, and they bring you a paper that, you know, they drew you a picture. But they said, this is for you, Daddy, right? That's special, isn't it? You know, they bring you a rock, an acorn. Put it in your pocket. I leave church sometimes, and I'm like, I don't know why I'm holding all this stuff. I don't know who gave it to me. I don't know whose it is. But it's like a purse and a water bottle and a candy, and I'm holding it. I don't remember grabbing it, but it's in my hands, and someone's like, Daddy, this is for you. But that's special, right? That they said, I want to give that to you. Well, how much more does God, is God pleased and realize it's a praise and a worship to God, and we bring an offering to God? You know, the Bible says that God loveth a cheerful giver. You know, like, oh, I have to do this, right? Because I have to obey God. God's like, oh, that touches my heart. Praise through giving. Psalm 96 verse 8 says, give unto the Lord the glory due unto His name. Bring an offering and come into His courts. Bring an offering. Praise the Lord through our giving. Not because I have to, because I get to. Why? Because my giving is realizing this. God has given me everything and I get to give something back to God. Right? You ever get a, you know those people that are hard to buy for? Right? They have everything or they want nothing. Or they just don't like anything that you get them, right? There's a few categories of you people out there, right? Like, what do I give them? They're going to return it anyway. And you find that special gift that they like. And you're like, oh, I found it. And you're like, I don't care how much it costs. Unless it's under $25. No. But you're like, I don't care how much it costs, but I found the gift for them because I know that they're going to like it. And when you get to give back to God, say, God, You've given me so much. I want to give back to You. We can praise through giving. We can praise through holiness. We read the verses already. It says, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. That's why we don't worship God the way that we want to worship. We worship God the way that He wants to be worshiped. Right? There's many people that think that they're worshiping God, but they're worshiping God in a worldly spirit and a worldly atmosphere. And they say, well, I'm worshiping God. I can just worship God any way that I want. No, that's not true. You worship Him, the Bible says, in the beauty of holiness. In the beauty of holiness. God is never pleased with wickedness, with selfishness, with our flesh. He is pleased when we come to Him with a holy and a right heart, with a right spirit. Say, God, I want to bring this offering before You through holiness. You think about that with Cain and Abel, that they brought the sacrifice before God. And Cain brought of the first fruits of the ground, and he brought his offering before God, and God rejected that offering, didn't He? Said, I don't want that offering. But He accepted Abel's offering, right? But what did God say to Cain? He said, if you do right, He said, I'll give you another chance to give an offering that I would accept. The Bible says that we should praise God through holiness. You know that God is pleased when you live a holy life? Amen? When you choose to do right, God is pleased. He says, hey, they said no to that sin. They want to live holy. They want to live right. Hey, you're praising God. You're praising His Word. And you have the Holy Spirit living inside of you. You don't think the Holy Spirit's a little excited when you choose to do right and you say no to sin? That's praising God. Praise God through holiness. I said this at the beginning, but I challenge you with this again. God's name every day is cursed. Every day God is blamed. He's rejected. God is, it's sad in the country that we live in how much God is being kicked out of everything possible. But I'm thankful that there's a remnant, and you feel the wave that seems like it tries to push back. And where you see areas where prayer is coming back, right? Going back to the principles of the Word of God in areas. As Christians, we should worship and praise God every day of our lives. Amen? Every day. Why? Because God doesn't get that a whole lot from many people. Not at all from some. But from His children, from those that are saved on their way to heaven, holding a copy of the Word of God, being blessed beyond measure. How could we not say, God, I praise You today. I thank You. We worship God. Why? Because God is worthy of the worship and of the praise. Let's praise God with our lives. Every day, you say, I don't feel like praising God. Well, do it anyway. Right? Do it anyway. Maybe it'll turn your bad attitude around. Right? I've been there too, by the way, all right? You're like, I don't feel like it. I'm just not in a good mood today. Just praise. Just sing. Just pray. Just be holy. Live right and separate. And say, God, I just want to praise You. Maybe it's a time where you need to put a pause button on your day. I wish you like had a literal pause button on the day. You say, God, I just need to pause for a minute. And I just want to praise You. Not because everything is going good or because it's going bad. I just want to stop and just praise You. No matter where it's at, because God is always good. And He is always worthy of praise. Don't let the praise and worship group steal our praise and our worship of God, right? We shouldn't come to church like a wooden image sitting there, and just we stand up, we sit down, and we say this. Let's praise God. Praise is an expression of our heart directed to God. That's our word of prayer. Thank You, Lord, for the night.